tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to Host Highlights Episode 3. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG, and today joining me is Yael Teagle.
Hello.
The one and only.
The one and only.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I feel like you're a celebrity here because I haven't seen you here in so long, but just sitting out there, every single person that walked through the doors was like, hey, what's going on?
I think it's because they haven't seen me for so long. Yeah. I think I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a missing person that's been rediscovered.
So how long have you been at AfterBuzz? You've been here for a while, right?
I've been here 4 years.
4 years? Mm-hmm. So you started in the house.
I started in the house, yes. Yep.
How did you first get involved?
So I used to host a place in San Francisco called Sidereel, and they had a studio in L.A. called Celebified. And one of our new hosts was from AfterBuzz. And so when I moved to L.A., I was like, well, I got to look this up. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found AfterBuzz.
And so were you always into the television world? Like, what was your niche? What brought you here?
So I grew up thinking I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
And then I got to work at this place, Sidereel, which is a TV link aggregation site. So if you watch any TV show, which I'm sure anyone watching this does, you can go to Sidereel and find the links where to watch it, be that Hulu or Netflix or user-generated links.
Oh, so what was your first official after show here?
The first show I did was Doctor Who.
Okay.
I came and did that, and then the first show that I did continuously, because I came in for a Christmas special for Doctor Who, and then I was on the Grimm after show with Zach Wilson.
That's your lane, right? We were talking off camera, and I was like, you're very into the superhero sci-fi worlds, and I was like, is there a name for it? And you explained to me it was called...
Nerd,
and I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable calling you out for, like, a nerd stuff, so I guess the proper word is genre. Which makes no sense to me, but if anybody knows... Yells into the genre.
I'm into genre stuff.
So explain to me exactly what that is.
So sci-fi, fantasy, superhero, that whole nerd world, right? So if it's going to be at a Comic-Con, I'm probably into it.
And you always attend Comic-Con, right? You even host panels at Comic-Con.
Yeah, so I attend San Diego Comic-Con. I've been to New York Comic-Con, WonderCon. I was just at LA Comic-Con, formerly known as Kamikaze. And I moderate panels at London Comic-Con.
So does the talent, like, recognize you and know who you are by now?
Yeah, there are some shows that I'm always covering, and they know who I am, which is really nice. And then there are shows that... I get to cover for the first time, and they're like, great, thanks. Like, because I'll be there, and I, you know, as an AfterBuzz host, you need to know every episode. You need to know everything inside and out. And I think when I first started covering Grimm, and I was like, well, in this season, we got discovered this one little thing. Does that tie into the mystery that's been starting since season one? And they were like, whoa.
You almost know more than they do, probably.
Yeah, I think one of the producers were like, you are really into this.
Well, that's AfterBuzz is for super fans, and you're a super fan.
Yes.
So I was looking at your website, right? And I was checking out some of the things that you like to do on the side. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I mean, it's obvious you're a super fan of a specific show.
Dark Matter.
Dark Matter. Mm-hmm. And I saw this show on your website called Yael in Bed.
Yael in Bed.
And side note, when I looked at it, you have an option... to play it, and you have an option to subscribe for $5.99. And in my head, I was like, why? Should I press play? Like, I don't know what this is. Can you tell us about Yael in Bed?
So, first of all, there's no need to subscribe. It's not what you think. Yael in Bed started at San Diego Comic-Con a few years ago. I got invited to interview the cast of Dark Matter. It was before I'd seen the show, and I got invited to a hotel room, which... as we've now learned, is a very normal invitation.
Too soon.
So I got invited to do this interview in the hotel room by a publicist, so I knew that the publicist would be there. I also have my producer for Yael TV. She was there to hold the camera, so it was all very safe. And she goes, well, there's a bed in the room, we'll remove it. And I was like, leave it. Thinking we'd sit on the edge of the bed, use it as like a chair, it'll be fine. I get in, it's these two actors from the show, Roger Cross and Anthony Lemke, who are so playful and fun. And they were like, why don't we just do it in the bed? And I was like, okay. And so we did this interview. And since then, it's become a tradition every year at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. We did it for 3 years now. For each of the seasons that happened. And it's grown into something else where I've done it with other people. I've had Machen Amick and her daughter Mina from, Machen's from Riverdale and Twin Peaks, and I met her here for Witches of East End. And they came to my apartment and were in my bed. And then I've done it in Toronto with Thomas Craig from Murdoch Mysteries. And with my good friend Tamsin McDonough from Killjoys came to my Airbnb in Toronto and did it in my bed. Yeah, and I just yesterday was talking to more people that would like to be in my bed.
That's so. Did you ever imagine watching these television shows that you would have the talent in bed with you?
You know, I in high school wrote a list of 25 things to do before I'm 25, mm-hmm. and on that list there were three celebrity names, and I was like, I'm going to meet them, thinking, like, I don't know, one day I would meet them mm-hmm. somehow magically. And I ended up realizing recently that, like, that's very possible. And not just that, I could get them in my bed.
Very true. You yeah. see the law of attraction. I believe in it. One day. So aside from the nerd stuff,
yeah.
you're into a lot of other things as well, like body positivity mm-hmm. and advocacy for certain type of things.
Yeah.
So you have a blog, a body positive blog. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's called The Fat Girl Show. Were you afraid to say The Fat Girl Show?
No, I wanted you to introduce
okay.
it.
It's called The Fat Girl Show, and we talk about issues and things that come up. So, for example, this season on Project Runway, they have size 2 to 22 models. And so they have these models of all shapes and sizes, which is really cool and new for them. And everything that a previous winner named Ashley Nell Tipton, she is a plus-size designer, and she designs for plus-size. And she, every time she launches something new, we write about it. Mm-hmm. But also issues like when Tess Holliday, the model, was on an Uber ride and the Uber driver started telling her that he was worried about her health, and she started to videotape on her phone. She recorded the conversation
yeah.
and posted it. Or there was the story of the girl who got shamed on a plane in someone's text. So these really, you know, these issues, these things that happen to people, I write about those stories and what that means and what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an article that has resources if you want, if someone's talking to you and is being really body shamey or, you know, attacking you for who you are, there are some things that you should tell them. Like, first of all, you don't know me. You don't mm-hmm. know my life. And second of all, you know, I might be battling issues right now that right. you're not aware of. So I have different stuff like that on the site.
Well, that's good. I yeah. love that you're using your talents, you know, to help other people. That's amazing. And you also have a podcast as well called mm-hmm. Intimate Interrogation.
Yes. All of my stuff sounds dirtier
I know.
Than it
I'm
is.
Like looking all through all this stuff. I'm like, oh, should I listen? Should I watch? Like, I don't really know. But tell me about Intimate Interrogations.
So the idea of Intimate Interrogations is to interrogate people
uh-huh.
About intimate topics. And the topics can range from proudest moment to sexy time stories to embarrassing stories mm-hmm. because intimacy isn't just sex.
Right.
And so I get people to anonymously open up, and they can at the end reveal who they are if they want to
mm-hmm.
but until then they just tell me a story and I prod them with questions until it gets uncomfortable.
Do you have like some type of agreement beforehand as to where you can go and where you can't go, or because they're
anonymous?
Yeah, so
yeah,
it doesn't
no
matter.
The only agreement they make is at the beginning of each episode they have to agree to a statement
mm-hmm.
and this statement, let's see if I can remember it, the statement is, I understand that this is being recorded and will probably be unedited, and therefore everything I say can and will be used.
Oh. And what makes a good candidate for this show? Like, do you choose anybody, or they have to fit a certain?
I think the candidates mostly have been a lot of AfterBuzzers. So if you recognize voices, you should check it
so
out.
So tune in if yeah. you want to know something intimate about your AfterBuzzer.
I think storytellers and presenters and entertainers seem to be better at it
uh-huh.
just because they are used to talking and giving information and telling you a story.
Right.
More so than just your everyday, you know, person.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you had the original host highlight on your podcast.
It's I think host low lights. Host low lights. I think it's your low moments mostly. And then sometimes your proudest moment, those episodes are mostly boring.
Yeah. Well, I know, because it's not as, like, juicy, you know what I mean? So what other things are you working on or other passions that you have outside of the television world?
Well, I mean, my life revolves around TV.
Yeah.
I have Yell TV, which is my entertainment site, which is where you can keep up with everything that I'm doing and thinking and I just throw it all in there. It's a big mishmash. And I just modeled for a friend of mine for Elle Hoffer Design.
I saw that. Beautiful photos on her Instagram.
She's an amazing designer. And so the stuff looks great. And that was really exciting for me because she wanted to make sure that the photos that she has in her clothing are of different real people. Mm-hmm. So she has people of different sizes and shapes and heights and colors wearing things so that you can see what it would look like on you. Mm-hmm. And that was really amazing. And I don't know what else I have coming up.
So we should just stay tuned for what you got going on?
Yeah, I've got a lot of little things in the works, and I'm waiting to see what pops.
Well, before we go, I want to ask you, because I know you watch so much television. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite show? Could you narrow it down like that?
I could narrow down the favorite show day of the week, but I think right now, I think SVU is back on top.
Yeah.
So SVU, which has been on for 19 seasons, this season I think it has gotten way back on top, which I'm really excited about. The DCverse is doing really exciting stuff with Arrow and Flash and Legends and Supergirl. I'm really enjoying The Gifted right now. Mm-hmm. What else is really good right now? Outlander's back. So exciting. There's so much good stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can tune into your website, right, to see all of your recaps and opinions and things like that about the show.
Everything is at yell.tv, yael.tv.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in for my third official episode. Yay. It was so nice to have you.
It was great to be here. Congrats.
Again, every Sunday we have a new host that we're highlighting here at AfterBuzz TV. So if you have a favorite host, let us know and we'll get them on the show. I'm your host, Olivia Gebre. You can find me at @TheReal_O_G. And where can they find you aside from Yell TV?
I'm everywhere at Yell Teagle. That's YaelTyGIEL.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.